Hey, what's going on, my Ramblers? All right. Hunter Biden steps down from Chinese board as Trump attacks. Hunter Biden, old Joe Biden's son. Yeah, sure, whatever. I know as much as most of you guys know on this matter right here. So let's keep reading, right? Democratic candidate's son releases statement through lawyer. Okay, so it wasn't him that went up. It was his lawyer that went up. Just, that does matter. That matters. Trump, Giuliani have accused him of unsubstantiated corruption. Ooh. And he's stepping down? I don't know. Usually if you're not guilty of something, you say bring it on, right? But hey. Hunter Biden is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company and promising to forego all foreign work if his father, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, is elected president in 2020. Okay. Okay, my son. Let's see. Chinese-backed private equity company. What that? A private equity firm is an investment management company that provides financial backing and makes investments in the private equity of startup or operating companies through a variety of loosely affiliated investment strategies, including leveraged buyout, venture capital, and growth capital. Pretty much means, I guess, Lil Biden was in charge of a lot of Chinese money. So a lot of these Chinese-owned companies here that you hear about, what? That company's Chinese? I didn't know. Maybe he had something to do with it. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but him stepping down from a role like that after some allegations, all with the quickness, it doesn't look good either. But I don't know how corporate America will see that one, huh? Here's another gem relating to this. Biden didn't consult with Sun about quitting Chinese board. Just that's just the headline. What I'm getting by that is his son didn't talk about to his dad that he was gonna quit. I highly doubt that, man. Let's see. Younger Biden has been under attack from Trump Republicans. Yeah. Joe Biden said Sunday he didn't consult with his son about Hunter Biden's decision to resign from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company, nor about the statement that was released announcing the younger Biden's decision. Oh, man, I don't like the way that sounds. It just sounds like, come on, you're going to talk to your dad about something like that. How is he going to go out and say, oh, what? Oh, I didn't know my son quit that job in China. And I didn't know that. Oh, I found out because you told me, reporter. I highly doubt that that's how it went down. I don't know what to say. It looks fishy. AT&T. This story comes from, I think, Bloomberg. AT&T looks to cut debt with Puerto Rico on the Virgin Islands sale. AT&T had agreed to sell its operations in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands to Liberty Latin America, LTD, for $1.95 billion in cash, taking a step toward reducing the debt amassed in the one of 2018's biggest merger deals. I think that was the Time Warner. Yes, it was. The Dallas-based telecom and media giant has been trying to strengthen its balance sheet since taking over Time Warner Incorporated last year for $85 billion. Wow, so those two bill ain't shit. They spent $85 billion getting Time Warner. AT&T was exploring the possible sale of Puerto Rican operations over the summer, though it expected to reap as much as $3 billion from the transaction. A person familiar with the matter told Bloomberg News. Yes, it is Bloomberg. So they thought they were going to get $3 billion, ended up getting $1.95 plus that commission, huh? Somebody got a fat commission on that. The company has already sold its stake in the Hulu streaming service and its New York offices in the debt reduction effort, reaping a total of $3.6 billion. Dang, I need cash. In all, including Wednesday's deal and cash flow management steps, AT&T said it has raised a net $11 billion this year, exceeding its goal of $6 billion to $8 billion. All right, that's kind of cool. But the only thing I can think about is all those people. I mean, people are losing their jobs. They have to be, right? I mean, if they're selling things off, they're moving things around in the company, people have to be losing their jobs. I don't see that anywhere in this article, but I guess, you know. AT&T said it plans to buy back stocks in the fourth quarter, along with more debt cuts. Uh-oh. Well, it's AT&T. I do remember it being Singular, Pacific Bell. Who knows? Some older folk probably remember it as another name. But that's AT&T for you. I don't know. That came up on my newsfeed, and I thought it was something worth talking about. AT&T trying to make that money back from that Time Warner acquisition. GE pension freeze shows workers need better way to save. Companies aren't great at managing money, and employees face too many obstacles. I just ran across this article. Pretty much, General Electric, we know that company, very old ass company, losing out on people's money, investing them in the wrong spots. Pensions are chronically underfunded. Defined contributions plans like 401ks are needlessly complicated and expensive, and many Americans can't afford to put away even a small portion of their paychecks. I guess that's somewhat true. I mean, 401k isn't that hard to figure out. There's not much to it, but it is hard to figure out how your money is being made, right? Because you just pretty much give your money to your company and say, here you go, my company, do your best with this money. And your company says, hey, well, they're gonna try to make as much as they can, but they can lose some. But they're gonna tell you, hey, don't worry, we're gonna give you X amount back at the end of the year. Don't worry about that. And then their job now is to make sure they get that plus some. And that's where I guess could be somewhat hard to understand. General Electric Company delivered the latest blow to workers' retirement hopes on Monday. The company announced that it was freezing pensions benefits for roughly 20,000 employees as part of a broader effort to shrink its 22.4 billion pension deficit, the largest in corporate America. What does this mean? What does this mean, right? In 1999, the earliest year of which numbers are available, the company projected that its pension portfolio of predominantly stocks and bonds would generate a return of 9.5% a year, despite obvious signs that assumption was recklessly rosy. That's a nice way of saying, yo, you're wrong, bro. That's not gonna happen. You're not gonna get a 9.5 return. That's recklessly rosy, bro. The earnings yield on the S&P 500 index was just 3.4% at the end of 1999. Damn. So from then on, you already know, GE's fucking up. As it turned out, neither did GE's pension portfolio. It generated a return of roughly 5% a year from 2000 to 2018, leaving the pension fund woefully underfunded. Well, there you have it, pretty much meaning GE went and told all their employees, hey, give us this much money and we're going to return you this much. And whoever was in charge of all that money, all those employees, all those 20,000 plus employees were putting in there, all those people putting that money in, whoever was in charge of that money went and fucked up. They went and put the money in the wrong areas and lost a lot of it. And now more people are paying the price on that. So I couldn't even begin to start thinking if my company all of a sudden said, hey, Mauricio, you know that 6% matching we're doing? We're going to take it all back because we're fucking up. So we're going to hold that. Man, I don't even know. So there you go. That's GE's pension problems. All right. Peace.